In this most recent biennial budget, the legislature directed the Natural Resources Board to offer 10,000 acres of land for sale, and we're going to divide this up into roughly four phases. And this work we did with the board yesterday is our first phase. We only have about 1,407 acres, so we have some acres to make up in the future phases, but we did have a lot of policy work to do this year. And so now that that's behind us, we can start to, I think, you know, get closer to meeting our schedule of hitting this 10,000 acres in 4 years. We have 22 parcels that the Natural Resources Board approved for sale yesterday at the Natural Resources Board meeting in Milwaukee. And those parcels, along with seven other parcels that we actually reviewed and either pulled off the list for the board, or else recommended to the board that we retain ownership of those parcels. All 32 of those parcels are currently on the department's website, and if you go to the department's website and type in land sales, it will take you to a page where you can find maps for each one of those 32 parcels, and including the 22 parcels that were approved for sale yesterday. You can also go to the Natural Resources Board website and find the approval packet that we distributed to the board yesterday. It will be listed under a land sale item, agenda item 3B3, and there's maps of each one of the parcels that are going to be offered for sale in that package as well. What we'll do with the 1,407 acres is we will secure preliminary title commitments for each property. For parcels that have legal road access, those parcels will be marketed to the general public through our website, and there'll be competitive bidding process. The closed bidding process will be marketed for 90 days. For parcels that don't have legal access, that are landlocked, we'll be marketing those parcels only to adjoining landowners. And any parcel that we put out for sale for competitive bidding to the public, we will put a press release out so that the public is aware that there is a new parcel out for sale. We don't expect to have parcels for sale until mid-August or a little bit later, because we have a little bit more work to do on each parcel now that we know we have approval to sell it.
Now, you mentioned a 90-day bidding period. Is that triggered by the initial bid on a piece of property?
No, that would be from the date we put it out for bidding. And when we do our press release, we'll put out, you know, the start date for the bidding period. And people can go to our land sale website at any time, and that we're keeping the public informed through that website.